Landry Cantrell has just released a new album called Projections. You hear his song Gravity here on Life.
Your love is like my gravity.
Born and raised in California, let's get to know Landry Cantrell. Good morning.
What's up? How are you guys?
Well, glad we woke you up on California time. Someday you'll have to come to Canada and experience real life in a country that's very rugged.
I've never actually been to Canada to visit. I've only been through Canada, like in an airport on my way somewhere else. And I really, really want to get out there and see it because my brother went on his honeymoon and it looks so beautiful.
It's an open invitation. So let's get to know you a little bit. In your family, your parents and grandparents both were in ministry and owned a recording studio, right?
Yeah. Growing up, my grandpa was the pastor. So my dad was full-time in a recording studio that he operated. And so I grew up around that whole scene. And it was kind of the reason why I got into songwriting and singing. He gave me some of his old equipment when I was just a little kid. And I just started kind of messing around with it and recording myself. And then like my first songs came out of it all. So it's pretty cool.
Do you think this was destiny? Have you ever wanted to do anything else?
You know, it's funny, like I've never wanted to do anything else. Like even from a really young age, I would beg my dad, like, come on, like record me. Like I want to make an album. I think I was like 6. And he's like, all right, like go pick out some songs and we'll do this. So like in my mind, like being a singer, writer, an artist has always been like the first priority for me as a career choice. So yeah, I really couldn't imagine doing anything different than this.
Your song we're playing on Life is Gravity. And tell us how you put together, you know, this property of matter with the relationship with God. It's kind of a thing where these two things don't match up. How did you do that?
Well, the song started out, so I didn't write the gravity portion of the song first. So the song started out with the verse 1. That's where I started writing it. And I was just writing about like how this world is kind of spinning out of control and how we've kind of just like lost our way. And so like as I'm writing this, I come up with this concept that if gravity could just like pull us all back down to earth and you know, keep us grounded and keep us held down, that we'd be much better off. And so like I don't know, it just kind of came out like naturally. And if you do it like a little different, like a little backwards, because like when you think of something holding you down, like sometimes that can feel like a negative thing. But the way that it came out in the song, like the way like I presented it, I was just really, really happy that it came across the way that it did. With instead of being like a negative thing, it's like a good thing. God's like keeping us, pulling us close to Him with His love.
You say your music isn't preachy. You say you like to write in metaphors. Is that sort of how you like to do that?
I do, yeah. I mean, if you look at the way that Jesus taught in the Bible, like through parables, he had different teaching styles, but one of the ways that he taught was through parables. And I really like that. Like, I really connect with that. And I think it's a very, very easily digestible way for someone to hear a message.
Or a song. I guess that would be the equivalent of writing a song back then.
Yeah, totally.
And then your album's called Projections, and what does that mean?
Projections. So what does that mean to you whenever I say that? Because I know what it means to me.
Yeah. Well, a light shines through something and puts something, another image, out.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. Yeah, that's essentially what I'm meaning by it. The album is very personal to me. I talk about a lot of things in the album. Dreams, fears, insecurities. And so Projections is kind of like my my inner thoughts, my deepest, you know, fears and all of that kind of just projected out into the world. And if you want to be very literal, like a projection image, I love that. That's cool.
Very cool. Well, we're enjoying the music, and so keep it coming. We've been on the phone with Landry Cantrell. Thanks, Landry. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.